Good morning, a Thursday morning. Thursdays are busy. We're with our political observer, Alan Shar, talking. What is about Thursday? Lots going on.
Well, it's a sort of natural incline that you climb to Thursday. Friday sort of is the beginning of the end. And then the weekend, you know, you just sort of take it easy, and then it all starts over again on Monday. Don't you see?
I do, and we now have the days of the week set. We'll move on to
some
more serious subjects. On the top of the New York Times this morning in the editorial, senseless delay on Iran deal. Republicans seem determined to drag out the fight, even if it means neglecting other business. And we see also, Alan, that the GOP was having a rally at the Capitol in Washington. Donald Trump, Ted Cruz leading it. I heard some words from Donald Trump saying it's the worst deal, and I mean the worst. And, of course, this other headline, Alan, this morning, Iran Supreme Leader says Israel won't exist in 25 years.
Well, all of these examples you've just given are people who are playing to their core audience. Now, the Republicans in the Congress obviously are after Obama. It doesn't matter what he does. They're going to try to make something out of it. And now that you're into the primary season, when the right wing of the Republican Party tend to turn out, you play to that audience in order to win elections, to win support, to win money. So that's what's going on. And we know it really has nothing to do with winning the victory. It has only and putting down the war to winning the victory and putting down the agreement. It has only to do with shoring up your base, and that's why you carry on the fight. Even though it's lost from a technical standpoint, you want the propaganda value.
Well, we'll stay with Trump for a moment, Alan. This from the Associated Press this morning. Presidential candidate Donald Trump's sharp tongue is drawing more attention after he attacked Republican rival Carly Fiorina's physical appearance in a magazine profile. It's Rolling Stone. The cover story describes an incident in which Trump is watching TV news when Fiorina appears on camera. Trump says, "Look at that face. Would anyone vote for that?" We also, of course, were greeted to the Megyn Kelly incident and other comments by Trump.
So this is the continuation of the objectification of women. Obviously, the reason you vote for a woman, and just in case anybody's out there thinking that I'm saying this, forget it. Just forget it. But the continuation of the objectification of women, their faces are why you should vote for them or not vote for them. Their legs are why you should vote for them or not vote for them, as opposed to the ideas that they may or may not have. So you have a Megyn Kelly who may be a good journalist. It doesn't matter. You talk about the fact that she may be in a menstrual cycle. And it continues that way from Trump. What is alarming, of course, is how many people like it. The guy is still leading in all of the polls, and if anything, is going upward, not the other way around. This is the antidote, according to the way that I see it, from him to PC. People don't like PC. You can't tell a joke. You can't put down a woman. You can't carry on where it comes to minorities. And they say, hey, we don't want that. We want to be able to continue with that. So Trump is a manifestation of what's wrong with the larger society.
Speaking of the larger society, Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York and Vice President Joe Biden are appearing together for the second time this summer at a joint event today at the Javits Center in New York City. It has to do with the $15 minimum wage for fast food workers being phased in New York and touting support for an across-the-board minimum wage increase for low-wage workers, not to mention the political spectacle.
Well, these guys are having fun tweaking Hillary, obviously. You can imagine what the Hillary people are saying when they read this in the paper. So the governor covers his behind. We sometimes call this CYA, cover your acre. And in the meantime, you say, oh, well, I'm really for Hillary, but Biden's a great guy. So Andrew, who has been known as a supreme, you know, sort of Machiavellian figure, is out there saying, oh, I wonder if Biden gets this thing, I better be positioned in the right way for God knows what, but positioned in the right way. Maybe he's thinking about being Secretary of State under Biden.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Alan, thanks as always.
Welcome, David.